I'm Shelby Herbert, a reporter with the Alaska Desk. That's a joint reporting effort from Alaska Public Media and KUAC, where I work in Fairbanks, and other public radio stations in Anchorage, Haines, and the Aleutians. It allows us to connect you with the issues happening in communities all across the state. You can hear our stories during the morning news, Alaska News Nightly, or online at alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Desk is only possible with the support of grants and listeners like you. Thank you.
Hometown Alaska presents the fourth and final episode of Alaska Public Media's Dracula, a modernized take on the original work by Bram Stoker, adapted for the radio by Crystal Hyde. The following audio drama contains content that may be frightening or disturbing, including a gunshot. Listener discretion is advised. This segment of Hometown Alaska will last for the next 18 minutes.
One final correspondence between Van Helsing's hunting party and Mina's caretakers.
Hello?
This is Seward, checking in. You're almost there? Mina senses the plane.
10 o'clock. Abandoned snowboard. Valley.
60 degrees to your right? Look for an abandoned snowboard in a valley. Dracula should be around there somewhere.
There it is. I see it.
Miss Homewood sees it. We will be starting our descent momentarily. Ati, you have the revolver?
Fully loaded.
Wunderbar, Miss Homewood. Pack it all up and get your skis ready.
Mr. Van Helsing?
Hold on. Mina wants to say something.
Of course, Mrs. Murray.
Tell Jonathan to be careful, to not act on his anger, and tell him that I love him so.
I will, Miss Murray. I will. Now, the time has come. The next time I call, it will be finished.
Good. Talk to you then.
So they still don't know we left Jonathan in hiding back at Mina's place?
Indeed.
I guess it makes sense. Dr. Seward doesn't trust you, so you don't trust her back.
Jacqueline has a good heart, but it is easily corrupted. She lacks the faith necessary for this crusade. Jonathan will ensure that if the worst comes to pass, Mina's soul will be safe.
Do you think he'd do it if it came to that? Mina's his fiancé. He wouldn't kill her if she turned, would he?
All we can do is pray that it doesn't come to that. Pray that you are right, that Mina can be turned back by killing her awful, fiendish vampire mother. Now it's time. Let us do our part. Let us hunt.
As Homewood and Van Helsing make their descent, Quinn and Jackie do their best to keep Mina comfortable, unaware of the trap Van Helsing has set.
Good Lord, all this garlic smells something fierce. How's she doing?
Not good. She's so pale, and her teeth have already turned.
I'm okay.
How's a guy like Van Helsing even get a university job to begin with? I can't believe he used to teach, let alone teach you.
I don't know. He's a crank, but I've seen a lot of weird things in the past couple of days. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt on this whole vampire thing, but Luke. Artie swears otherwise, but Luke was himself. He was a vampire, to be sure, but it was the Luke we knew. He was compassionate, he was energetic, he comforted Artie, and he only died because Van Helsing put a bullet in him. Vampire Luke was still Luke. What does dead or undead even mean if we can still talk to him or be with him? If he can still try to comfort the woman he loved? If he can still advocate for himself? He was still the person he was before he grew those fangs.
She's here.
What?
Mina, what are you doing? Why are you opening the window? She's getting in.
Wait.
Dracula's not attacking.
Are you here to attack, or are you here to talk?
Whoa, she's transforming again.
I'm here to talk. I have a feeling you three are more amenable than Jonathan or the professor.
For the longest time, the air in Mina's home is tense and still, as an animal in fear. Until, at last...
Fine, we'll talk. You have a lot to answer for.
Thank you for your hospitality.
We thought you were off in the mountains. Mina's been feeding us directions. She has some kind of psychic bond with you? Or at least that's Van Helsing's theory.
A bad dream I hypnotically implanted, based on a location I scouted a few days ago. I had my doubts it would convince the professor, but I suppose he's gullible enough to believe anything. And now I don't have to deal with him.
And the garlic's not doing anything?
No, why would you think it would?
I suppose garlic's just another superstition. Next question.
In due time, I have a question for Mina.
What?
My sweet child, how are you feeling?
I feel weak. I need...
She might need a blood transfusion. I should have thought of that. I can run to my office and get my gear.
You don't need gear.
What do you... Oh. Oh, no. She hasn't turned yet. Has she?
Roll up your sleeve, Jackie. I don't think I'll kill you.
Ah. Luke's hypnosis made this a lot less painful last time.
Okay, that's enough, I think. You okay, Jackie?
Woozy. I'm gonna get a snack.
So, that settles it. I'm a vampire.
Yes.
But if we kill you, then...
No. No matter what happens to me, Mina, you will always be a vampire from now until the day you finally pass on.
So, Van Helsing and Artie were also wrong about that?
No. No, no, no. I don't like this.
Mina.
No. I don't want to be a vampire. I don't want to live forever or drink people's blood or avoid sunshine the rest of my life.
Why would you have to avoid sunshine?
Because...
Sounds like another misconception. I'll also hazard a guess that those silver bullets won't have any effect either.
Well, no matter what you shoot with a silver bullet, it probably won't survive.
No. There has to be another way to reverse this, right?
I'm afraid there's not. If there was, I would know.
You monster!
Mina, precious child.
Don't call me that. I'm not your...
Mina, here, hug me.
Mina, I know it's easy to grieve what you were. There are aspects of my humanity that I miss. I was upset when my vampire turned me all those centuries ago. For decades, I saw myself as a demon. But time passed, as it always does. And as all the kings and churches and laws that convinced me I was a demon aged into nothingness, all that was left was me. One cannot truly live being convinced that they are an unsalvageable monstrosity. So I fed and hunted and destroyed anything that could persuade people like me that they were unclean or unworthy or inhuman. In time, Mina, you will embrace yourself again.
You became a creature of vengeance.
I became a creature of justice. Scores of women and children lived happy and free after I liberated them.
After you killed their kings.
Indeed.
You don't get it. I don't want to be a killer. I don't want to be a violent creature at all. All I want is...
What do you want, child?
I don't know, but I don't want this.
No, Mina. I'm not asking what you don't want. You have power now. What is it you do want?
I don't want power. I don't want to be corrupted by it. Then I'll be a killer like you.
Power doesn't corrupt, my dear. Power simply reveals. Power is the arbiter of our deepest desires. When one becomes all-powerful, we learn what their truest, deepest intentions are. Power revealed to the world that I would not stand for the abuse of the marginalized. Power has now been thrust upon you. What will your power reveal? What do you want?
Freedom. Mina?
No. No, you don't.
Mina, you've been talking about this with me for...
Shut up, Jackie!
Mina. I think you should just say it. It's okay.
I need to be free from Jonathan. That's why you turned me, isn't it?
It was plain from the moment he told me about you.
You came all the way to Anchorage to rescue me?
No, I simply wanted to live somewhere more populated. But Jonathan did provide me with a convenient first task.
Second task? You turned Luke beforehand. He might still be alive if you hadn't.
That's not...
Not what? Fair? Luke didn't ask for this. Luke wasn't dating a possessive abuser. Luke was driving, minding his own business, when you crashed headlong into him and fed on him. Right?
He gave me such a desperate look in his eyes as I fed on him. I knew in that moment that to save him, I needed to turn him.
But neither of us asked for this. You judged for yourself what needed to be done, and you acted without our consent. I would have gotten away from Jonathan on my own terms.
Would you have?
Of course, I...
Mina, my child, look deep into your heart and ask yourself how long you would have stayed with Jonathan without my intervention.
She's right, Mina. You had grievances with Jonathan, but you were still rosy about him. A lot of victims are. If Jonathan's agency sent someone else, you probably would have stayed with him a lot longer. Jackie and I wouldn't have liked it, but probably wouldn't have acted.
Indeed, liberation requires initiative, and I gave it to you as I have to others over the histories.
But Mina's right, too. Neither Luke nor Mina asked for this, and Luke deserved a better fate than what we saw. If it were me in Mina's position and you turned me into a vampire against my will, well, I wouldn't be too happy about that neither.
And yet you would be free. You do not understand. I have lived hundreds of years before any of you were born. I have seen countless people abused and murdered at the command of vindictive, selfish men. I have watched entire faiths warped to oppress large swaths of the human race. I could not have fought to protect the unprotected if not for my vampirehood.
Who's there?
I know that voice. You're working with that monster.
Ah! No!
Jonathan? Oh no, she's bleeding. Dracula, are you okay?
It seems my reign has come to an end.
Dracula.
Mina. Do not forget the power that you hold. You've always held it. You have more courage than you know.
She's dead.
So I did hit her. I didn't think I could do that through the door.
You didn't go with Van Helsing like we planned.
You lied to us.
I had to. You're not trustworthy around these things. But Mina, I'm just glad you're safe.
John, stay back.
What?
I said, stay back.
No, so it's true.
Jonathan!
You're already a vampire, aren't you?
I am, but...
I've been here for you this whole time. I've loved you. I've been your wall, your rock. And now you're ready to throw me away for whatever Dracula's done to you.
Jonathan, don't!
But it doesn't matter now. The Mina I love is already gone, isn't she? You're an empty shell. So now it's up to me to free your soul once and for all.
Jonathan! Freeze! You're going to put the gun down and walk away. You will believe that I died when you killed Dracula. You will call Van Helsing and Artie and tell them that the deed is done and that there was nothing you could do to save me. And once you have done all that, you will live your life knowing that in my last moments, I truly did love you.
Van Helsing, Dracula ambushed us at the apartment.
I killed her, but Mina didn't make it.
A pause before the denouement as the friends gather their thoughts.
What happens now?
We bury the Countess, and I run before the others find me.
I'm coming with you.
No.
Yes, please. For me.
Quinn?
I'll stick around and give him the bad news. Please keep in touch.
I will.
The morning dawns and the Countess's torch is passed. The sun rises and sets in its eternal dance. A year passes from the Countess's death, and her final child writes a letter after settling into her new life.
Dear Quinn, thank you for continuing to write to me. I know snail mail is inconvenient. I'm working on getting a new identity established so I can get connected to a phone again. As of writing this, it's been 1 year since Dracula turned me into a vampire. I like to think I've adapted well to it. I've gotten this far without killing anyone, and Jackie offers me a vein every time she visits. She visits regularly, in fact, making the monthly trip all the way to Kotzebue to do check-ins and research. How she manages the money to do it every month is beyond me, but it's often enough that I don't need to worry about feeding on anyone here. I think regularly of Dracula's parting words, though, in those dark moments when residents go missing or suffer domestic assault or worse. How many of these people see themselves as inferior or lesser, just as I did with Jonathan? And what would my powers reveal about me if I gave in to them? How would this community see me if I saved these people the way Dracula would have? I am genuinely afraid of the answer. Now that I have supernatural powers, I also bear the responsibility of judging right from wrong. It's a responsibility that, in the end of her life, Dracula wielded without fear. I am terrified by it. But I wonder if she was too in her earliest years. I also think so often of Jonathan. I don't know where he is. I don't want to. But a part of me still lives with him, I think. There's still an emptiness in me where he used to be. That emptiness is better than what occupied the space, but it still leaves me feeling hollow. But even with those hollow feelings, I feel free. I have the room to grow again. Jackie's noticed this about me. Even with the paler skin and the fangs, I feel sunnier and lighter somehow. Life as a vampire is not terribly different from life as a human. All that's changed is that I drink Dr. Seward's blood instead of eating. Maria, Dracula's servant from Transylvania, has also reached out. She's distraught about the death of her countess. I wish I could console her. I don't know how Jackie and I are going to scrounge up the money to fly to Europe, especially when I'm paying so much for Jackie's meals up here in Kotzebue, but I want to make it work. You always wanted to go to Europe, right? You should come with us. I'm okay. I'm still figuring out how to fit into this world as a vampire. I don't know if I ever will, but I'm glad I have you and Jackie by my side to support me until the end. With deepest love, Mina Murray.
This concludes Alaska Public Media's Dracula. Part 4 featured Wesley Early as the narrator, Mary Lou Asiksik as Mina Murray, Ammon Swenson as Jonathan Harker, Madeline Rose as Dr. Jacqueline Seward, Amanda Agnelli as Quinn Morris, Kim Sherry as Artie Holmwood, Jeremy Shea as Abraham Van Helsing, and Laurie Townsend as Countess Dracula. Written by Crystal Hyde with assistance from Callie Randall, edited by Crystal Hyde with assistance from Dave Waldron and Adam Nicely, music by Matt Fabian, produced by Crystal Hyde and Ammon Swenson. We hope you have enjoyed this production of Alaska Public Media's Dracula.